How Charts Work by Alan Smith. The one-sentence summary. You can understand and explain data with confidence by mastering the principles of how best to represent information and by avoiding common data visualization mistakes. What the book says. It is easy to be confused by charts since few people are actually trained in how to create or read them. Charts, graphs, and tables are essential in business, but all too often they present information poorly. The book is written by the head of visual and data journalism at the Financial Times. It explains how to know your charts and how to put them to work. Technical areas covered include charts of magnitude, relative or absolute size comparisons, change over time, giving emphasis to changing trends. Correlation, showing the relationship between two or more variables. Distribution, showing values in a data set and how often they occur. Flow, volumes or intensity of movement between two or more states or conditions. Ranking, where an item's position in an ordered list is more important than its absolute or relative value. Deviation, emphasizing variations above or below a fixed reference point. And part to whole, how a single entity can be broken down into its component elements. The author has designed a visual vocabulary that guides you towards the right format of charts for each of these areas. What's good about it? The book is lavishly illustrated with colour examples, so you can immediately see the pitfalls and benefits explained by the author. Our ability to interpret information visually, known as graphicacy, has long fallen between the gaps of academic curricula, but it's needed now more than ever. Here's a quote from Edward Tufte, pioneer of modern information design. Lurking behind chart junk is contempt both for the information and for the audience. Chart junk promoters imagine that numbers and details are boring, dull, and tedious, requiring ornament to enliven them. Chart junk can turn bores into disasters, but it can never rescue a thin data set. Credibility vanishes. Missing data is often an issue. It always pays to question what simple charts don't show. Missing variables are too. Greater chart literacy comes from considering the variables that aren't being shown. A grouped symbol chart is a form of pictogram, a type of graphic that uses repeating icons to show quantity.